Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your hosts of the Bad Credit Podcast, God himself, Steven Angel.
Wait, can we stop the beat for a second? All right, first of all, you said you weren't going to do this. You're always doing this. First of all, you're the co-host. I'm the co-host. My name is Sam Hicks. I'm here too. We're both bringing fire. So we're just here to talk about normal stuff, and we're not gods. So I'm wasting my damn time. Just drop the damn beat. Shit.
But what do you think you're going to take first? Like, what position are you going to take first?
So, obviously.
So, you get picked round one. I mean, your first pick.
First pick, running back, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, of course. That's what I would do. Say you're the eighth pick in the league. No, say you're the last pick.
The last pick?
First round.
The last pick? That's so tough, man. So, if you're the last pick in a, what, we have 12 people? Last pick in a fantasy draft. If you're the last pick, all those running backs are gobble, gobble, gobble. And then if it depends on who takes that quarterback, because if those big quarterbacks are taken, if they're not, then obviously you're trying to hope that there's an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady to pick up to get those points.
So you're going to
– but
you're talking about you're going to take a quarterback in the first
round? You don't want to, but it depends on it depends on what running backs have already been gobbled up. So
how many – players deep on the quarterback would you go before you switch over? I mean, on the running back, would you go over till you get a quarterback? Because you're saying once the top so many running backs are out, you're going to want to take
a quarterback. Because they'll put up more points than that running back. So once,
Are you giving away all your secrets?
Yeah, I'm not giving away a lot of secrets.
Everyone in this league probably knows.
This is known facts here. So like probably after you get past the top six running backs, and you probably want that elite quarterback because they'll put up just as many points. And then after that, somebody will probably grab a Antonio Brown or a Julio Jones or Odell Beckham or something like that. If Odell stays healthy, he's the only huge wide receiver they got, so people will be like gunning for that. You know what I mean? So all that stuff is kind of good. Everybody's kind of waiting to see. Like, everybody was kind of waiting to see where Dez Bryant was going to go, because if Dez Bryant would have went to Pittsburgh, then you'd have been like jumping all over Antonio Brown, because Dez Bryant like takes a lot of pressure off of Antonio Brown, where Antonio Brown can just get hell of a lot open, a hell of a lot easier. But I don't know. It's gonna be really.
Well, anyway, where did he go?
He hadn't went anywhere yet. He went to go visit the Browns this week.
That's what I just saw. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean,
3 days old.
Yeah, he said, well, right after the Browns' first game, all of a sudden he was like, oh, I'm coming to visit you, Mr. Dorsey. Like, and everybody was like, oh, shit. Like, Baker Mayfield has like one game where he goes off, and all of a sudden, Dez Bryant's like, oh, I'm coming to visit y'all. Like, let me in. You know what I mean? Like, it was wild. But I don't know.
Dude, that would be tight if he went.
I mean,
if Dez Bryant went to the fucking Browns, because that would give Baker Mayfield someone to
throw
to.
If I found that, well, he has some weapons, and they're not that bad on offense.
Who are his weapons? Who the fuck does
what
the
Browns
have?
He has Jarvis Landry.
Someone that I respect a lot. Right, someone that I respect a lot in sports betting, like due to their result.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. Actually, and not just one person, more than one person has said this, but they say if you just bet the Browns to cover the spread every fucking game this year, that you'll win money. Like in the over the spread of the entire season, you will be up if you just do the same amount. You know what I'm saying? Or just let it ride
for them to cover the spread, like to keep up.
Yeah,
I do think that they're gonna win. I think they're gonna win more than six games this year.
I saw the over-under is 5.5.
Yeah, I think they're going to win six or more.
If you bet.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so...
And you think that?
Yeah, man. So, like, Jarvis Landry, Carlos Hyde, their defense is stacked. I mean, They got Pepper still. I mean, they got, I don't know. They have some bodies to like kind of do the thing. They just need a game, man. So Baker Mayfield's not going to put up like 4,000 passing yards, but he's a great game manager. He can nickel and dime to kind of get you in range to put up points. And then the defense just has to step up. Because they had some close games last year. They just fucking blew in the fourth quarter because they didn't have anybody to throw the ball or to do what they needed to do to get in field goal range. And, I mean, he can make that happen. I don't know if everybody's going to stay healthy for anything to really take place the way that probably should. But I don't know if they're going to be the worst team in the league this year. I mean, that's the way that I'm kind of – the way that they're kind of looking, I don't think it would be that way, to be honest. I'm just saying. I can't tell you who I think the worst team will be. I mean,
hell. The fucking Bills, bro.
Oh yeah, Bills Mafia, boy. They ain't got. They can't catch a break. I feel so bad.
That's gonna be the worst.
They have team such in the league. They have the best tailgaters in the fucking nation, and they can't get a break. These motherfuckers, they jump through tables like WWE style, doing stupid shit. Like in games and shit, while it's like snowing outside, they're drunk as shit, and they're like jumping off of like vans through tables due to tailgate and already shit faced before the game starts. They're there still buying fucking tickets, and they can't even catch a break. It's already the most tortured fan base in the fucking history of the NFL. The reason I say it, 4 straight Super Bowls, and you didn't win one. Like, that's so hard. Like, I don't know. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, but that's in the 80s.
No, that's in the 90s. That's in the 90s. But I can't. But this.
It's saying we're talking about this year's.
No, I get it. But I'm saying it's still the most tortured fan base. Okay, but all those people that are still going to those games went to those games in the 90s for the most part. That's the thing. The season ticket holders.
But they don't play on the field. Name one player off the fucking Bills that you'll take in our fantasy league.
LeSean McCoy. That's it. But he's one of those running. He's one of those running backs that'll go early. But
he's one of those running backs that is gonna lose a lot of games this year. Dude, listen, the over under is under 8, I believe, for the Bills.
No, under.
You should under. Take under.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would they be projected? At
I have
8?
No idea.
That's according to Boyd Betts on the internet. First thing that popped up.
You know how many games they won last year? I got no idea. I just thought about that.
But I can find out.
I don't understand why they would be projected to win that. I don't understand that.
Let's see. What did they win last year? You'd think that'd be something real easy to fucking look up.
Hang on, I'm looking at it. Let's see, I got it right here.
I put Bills
27. Oh, they were 9-7.
Yeah, there you go.
There's no way they win that.
Bet the under on that and win.
Right.
So for everyone that's listening to this who's not in our fantasy football league, we're doing a league, and it was a $50 buy-in. I think the payout goes 450, 150, 50. Yep. Does that equal 12 times 50? Just 600? So there's 12 of us, and we're going to be doing a lot of, you know, talking about it, shit-talking to one another. And if it gets to be too much, we'll do a separate episode. But I think for now we'll include it in here just to make it fun for everyone. You know, because I'm sure a lot of you have your own football leagues, you know? And if you want to call in or leave us a fucking email about fantasy and how your fantasy team is doing and all that shit, feel free, because that would be fun for this podcast, you know?
For sure.
That's badcredit615@gmail.com or hit us up on social media, Facebook, and all that.
Yeah.
Also, while we're talking about this kind of thing, dude, come on our iTunes, can you guys please subscribe and like, give 5 stars and a review? We need some more reviews. We're starting to look, you know, whack up there on iTunes. Starting to look not legit.
We need to get that. We need to get that going. People that are listening on, because there are people that have listened to it on iTunes that just don't think to review it and stuff. And I know how that.
Of course. I mean, it takes time to do. You know what I'm saying? We really appreciate if you do it. It's inconvenient to do, but if you listen to this podcast every time, there's several people who listen to all of them.
Yeah.
Because our views are too high for there not to be. And if you're one of those people, just fucking give us a comment on iTunes if you have it, you know? That's it.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yep. It's important for the stats that we can get so we can know exactly where we're sitting at and what we need to work on. But so the fantasy football league's going down. We got the draft coming up. what we got, like...
Oh, yeah. What day are we going to do it on? So I'm going to look at the calendar right here. You're out of town right now, West Virginia or something.
Virginia. I've been telling everybody West Virginia.
Me and Corey have been singing this song every day. West Virginia.
Yeah, I know, because that's the song I've been singing this whole time because I thought I was going to be in West Virginia. I'm in Virginia.
I've been telling everybody.
Yeah, we're probably going to do it on the 25th.
No, we can't do it on that weekend. It has to be the next week.
Is it the next week?
Yeah, because the 25th, me and Corey are going to be in Tunica.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be gambling my ball sack off. Oh, yeah.
Then I got to do...
The sports books are open down there.
I got to do it on like the 29th or something like that. I don't know. We got to figure something out.
How could we just do it in the middle of the week? I want to have like a... We want to have a get-together.
Yeah, I do. I forgot about that.
But you're going to be at work.
Yeah, I mean, I might be able to pull it off on the 1st, but that'll be it. It'll have to be after I get off on the 1st. That'll probably be the
at night like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, when are y'all gonna get together anyway? Y'all want to get together?
Well, let's start a conversation on fucking you know what I mean. On we've been talking on Facebook.
Yeah.
So let's start a conversation there to see where everyone wants to have it. Like what time? We don't have to do a official draft, but I know some of us are gonna get together, and I guess if it's late. But we wanted to go somewhere and Corey wants to go somewhere and do it. I'd rather do it here.
So you got to remember, if I got off, if I got off work at 10, it's only 9 o'clock for you guys.
Not here. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Same.
Let's try to do it on that. The Saturday the 1st at 9 p.m. Well, 9:30 p.m.
Yeah. That would be perfect. 10:30 my time. Yeah. That'd be great. I can make that happen. So that's okay. We'll talk to everybody and see if we can't, if that works for everybody. See if we can't get it done. But yeah, so we're going to get that thing going. I'm starting to get payments. I got a couple more people that are going to be paying me later on this week. So, and then after we get over,
pay up.
Once we get all,
we have to start breaking fucking knees and shit.
Once we get all that in, then I'm going to go in and get all the settings straight and start sending out the.
What are we even doing it on? Yahoo?
No,
or
no,
ESPN?
No, it's ESPN. Yeah.
ESPN. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Dude,
I'm got to research some strategies, bro. You know, this is only my second fantasy football season I've ever participated
in. That's funny.
My second team ever. And guess what, motherfuckers? The last one I was in, I almost won.
For the win.
This year, you better watch out because I've been paying a lot of attention to sports the past 3 years.
Word.
Okay, I'm talking so much. And I'm going to kill everyone. And you may even make fun of some of my picks because you're going to be so outside of the box. But
don't pick
any
kickers.
Duh. It ain't going to be like that crazy, but you're going to go, why would you take him so early?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Why'd you pass that guy up? Because I got a secret fucking plan.
I hear you.
And I'm going to win.
I hear you. It looks like I'm going to be in either two or three leagues this year. So I'm in my ex-brother-in-law's league, which I'm in like every fucking year. And then.
Wow. So you guys are still close.
We still talk. But I'm being in his league. And then I think I'm going to be. I guess they want me to be in the league out here. I just told them. Even though I'm not going to be here 5 months from now, they can just send me the winnings after I win this league, obviously, and then that'd be fine. So that'll work out, but that's the plan. Last year, I was in 7 leagues. I'm not doing that this year.
Yeah, that's too much. You can't dedicate
yourself. Yeah, I couldn't. It was so hard to keep up with. It was insane. Yeah.
Dude, another thing that... It's getting well. Never mind. I'm sorry. What were you about to say?
No, that was it. I'm just saying it's impossible to keep up. Don't put yourself in more than 3 leagues. That's what I would say. It's insane.
Yeah. But if you're in this league, we suggest you play in as many leagues as you possibly can.
True.
Play in as many as possible. Here's another thing we're gonna do on this podcast. I've been telling people, if you're in the league and you're on it, dude, we're gonna get you to like record. I mean, if you want to talk mad shit, you can come over anytime when we're doing this podcast. And jump on the mic, you know what I'm saying, if you got a message. Or you can just do a voice memo on your phone and text it over to me, and I'll play it for everyone to hear. Because the primary purpose of this league is to hurt someone's feelings. And I'm going to hurt all your feelings. Is that right? Would you say that's the whole reason you play fantasy
Yeah,
football?
Pretty much. So, like...
I mean, unless you're playing in a huge league, like $500.
If anybody that listens to this has ever seen The League off of Netflix back in the day, then they know what the hell's up. Or it's on FX back in the day.
Yeah. We're basically just trying to make that.
Yeah. If, like, nobody wants to win the fucking Shiva. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Fuck it. Like,
we need to come up with something cool for the last place that you.
Yeah, we're gonna figure something out. I think we're gonna get a belt. Like, we're gonna get a belt for the winner though. Like, I've been wanting to order a belt for a long time.
Oh yeah.
I
think
I'm
gonna order
one. I have the little thing saved on my phone. I'm gonna see if I can get everybody to chip in like $10 for that. I don't think we'll have any issue with the game that we got.
Well, I don't know if they'll chip it. We might have to cover that. Yeah,
that's fine. They're not expensive. They're less than $100.
That's what I'm saying. And even if so, whatever, dude. You put that in there, and it makes you can charge more next year to be in
right,
the league. You
right, know? If we keep the same people, so, like we can get, Because I don't think any of these people that we have in the league are planning on like going anywhere like further away anytime soon. Hell no.
Well, we got a good core group of people, you know. Like, I know most of you guys, and there's a few that I don't, but you know those that I don't.
Yeah.
So. It'll work out just great. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm fickin' to have that belt, bro. I'm fickin' to hang that on my wall. I just come up with a new word, fickin' to. Man, I'm fickin' to drink me another beer, dog. Dude, so yeah, so there's that. The Bad Credit Fantasy Football League, the BCFFL.
That's it, boy.
Yesterday, dude, I went to this thing called Kill Tony. It's Tony Hinchcliffe and Brian Redban. Tony Hinchcliffe is a famous comedian that does the Comedy Store a lot in L.A. with Joe Rogan. He's on Joe Rogan's podcast all the time. It's like part of that group. And Brian Redban is the guy who actually started Joe Rogan's podcast, like producing it and shit when he first started, like episode one. Dude, they come out to Zany's last night and do this thing called Kill Tony where you put your name in a hat when you go in. So it's like, it was $20 a ticket to go. I went and my significant other went and it was cool, man. It's cool as fuck. You pay $20 to go and then you sign your name up and they put it in a bucket. And like, if they call your name out of the bucket, you have 60 seconds to do like whatever stand-up material you have. And then they cut it off and then they talk mad shit about you if you suck. And if you're good, they try to talk shit about you, but they have to move on to other things, not just your set. Because they'll go like... This one dude went up there and he was god awful. He just was telling a story. There was no punchline and they let him keep going and going and he couldn't get it out. And he was like, oh, by the way, this is on iTunes, so you'll be able to go listen to it soon. But he goes, Tony Hinchcliffe, when he got done, he goes, so how many times have you done stand up? He goes, none. Or he goes, how many times before tonight have you ever done stand up? And he goes, none. He goes, and you still haven't.
Oh god. It's fucking funny.
It was so funny, dude. And like, and then they'll just ask you about your life and just fucking go ham on them, dude. It was great, dude. You gotta listen to it. It's on iTunes, called Kill Tony. So the one that'll be coming up soon in the next few days, it'll say Nashville, and that's what they did at Zany's. I was really hoping to go up, man. I had some good material, and a couple of people during the middle of the show had said some things that would lead me right into it. It would seem just like I came up with it off the top of my head. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I just thought of this shit. Like, I had a massage. Oh, yeah. I got a massage this weekend. Yeah. I got a couple massages this weekend. So, me and my girl go to the massage place, right? And I've been saying this the whole time. I do not want a dude to massage me. Because it's just fucking weird. Like, you know, I've never had a... Have you had a professional massage?
Yeah. Remember I told you I got one like once a month.
Oh, yeah. I never had one. And so this was my first one. And I was like, dude, it can't be... A big other thing was like, dude, I hope I don't get a boner, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this chick's massaging me. I'm on my back. And all of a sudden, like, if she's touching my leg and I get a boner or something, you know? How embarrassing would that be? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no. Not even embarrassing as much as just like, I guess embarrassing is the thing. Because, you know, you both got to sit there and know what's going on. I even looked up shit like, what do you do if you get a boner during a massage? And they were like, just pretend it isn't happening. Don't mention it.
But anyway, I wonder if that's what they say. I wonder if that's what they would say if you got like a boner in the middle of it. Just pretend it doesn't happen. Has it ever happened to you? I always fall asleep. I told you. I'm out.
I didn't fall asleep, man. I went deep into meditation actually the entire time I was getting a massage. I was envisioning myself getting called up on Kill Tony and what I would do. Yeah. So I felt pretty well prepared, although this material I came up with basically on that table. You know what I'm saying? So I was a little scared about it. But anyway, so we get to the fucking massage thing and we go and there's a girl and there's a dude. Okay. And we go back to the room and he goes, "Hello, my name is Bobby Blob," or whatever the fuck is
Billy
going
Black.
On. And I'll be so, and he's just, go, yeah, Billy Black, RIP. And so he goes, "Do you want me to just do medium pressure all over you?" I was like, "God, I don't want you to do anything on me, man." Like, and then as soon as we go out, they're like, "Take off your clothes," or whatever the fuck. And I go, and then, you know, my girl goes, "I am so sorry. I'm so sorry." And I was like, "Dude, it's cool." She's like, "Do you want me to see if they'll switch?" I'm like, "Not now. It's awkward, you know?" So I just commit to it. I fucking get down to my boxers. I lay down on the table. And they start massaging me. Dude, and like every two or three, like it would feel so good, right? It felt great. And then like every two or three minutes, I would remember it was a dude. And I'd just be like, "Oh my God, dude, what the fuck?" Oh, and then so like, wow. And so then, dude, he kept like rubbing it, like his dick kept hitting the table, like I could feel his crotch on the table. No, seriously, he was by my head. His dick was by my head, dude, okay? And my face is in this little fucking hole. And then his cock is like bumping the table. Like, and then he'll touch his belt to get more lotion. And every time he did that, I just envision him like pulling his dick out and like flopping it on my like mushroom.
Cause you seen that? Cause you seen that? You seen that movie too much?
What movie?
The movie where the dick gets flopped out. I mean, we all seen it. I mean, it happens.
I don't know that movie, but I have seen a few porn.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. I've seen a few of those. So I kept seeing it, but I never watched a gay version. You know what I'm saying? So
it's not gay if it's in a three-way, bro.
But then, like, and so then during it felt good. I'm telling you, like, I kept forgetting. And then I even tried, and this, I'm sorry if this is, like, sexist or fucking, what else would it be? Like, homophobic.
Yeah.
It's just how I felt. And I just kept going, like, "Oh my God, dude, what if I, like, now if I get a boner, it's going to be even worse. My girlfriend's going to think I'm gay. This dude's going to fucking freak out." He didn't give me, like, a gay vibe. Yep. I don't know why I would assume that he's gay or anything. You know, I didn't, but I was just like, "Oh my God." Like, it was just fucking, it was a good experience, but it was awkward, man. Anyway, though, I had a lot of time to think, and I thought about that. Said I was going to do. I was so excited to go up. I was actually pretty nervous. Like, I really felt like the stars were aligning. I was going to go up. I was going to mention the podcast on there, you know. Because I get, like, 400,000 listeners per fucking episode. So, that would have shot us right up.
Right, I know, right?
But I didn't get it. Didn't go up. The dude didn't fuck me in the mouth or anything. It was all normal shit.
You didn't get any of your fantasies you wanted. None of them came true.
Yeah, I had lots of fantasies, but just normal ass life. Like, typical week. I played some poker.
Yeah.
You haven't played poker.
No, man. There's a. I got to drive like an hour to. Cause I guess there's a casino around here somewhere. From what I hear, somebody told me I could drive.
Is Connecticut close to you?
Yeah. Well, somebody told me to drive to Richmond. Richmond. I guess Richmond has a horseshoe or some shit. I don't know. I
gotta look. I'm finna look up. What am I looking for? Is Foxwoods close to you?
I don't know what that is.
Hold on. Look up Foxwoods Casino. It's a good casino, man. It's supposed to be really great for poker and shit. Yep. But it is. It's in Connecticut. So I don't think
Connecticut is close to me, to be honest with you. Well, I don't know.
Well, if you're close to DC, it's in Massachusetts. What the fuck? Massachusetts, Connecticut.
They made this shit up.
Say all those syllables.
They made this shit up. That's right in between Massachusetts and Connecticut. What the fuck?
Gotta be. Yeah, so anyway, all that shit was, you know, cool or whatever.
But what I am doing, I'm 50 miles from D.C., so Sunday I'm going to go see the Florida Marlins take on the Nationals. That'll be good. I can see little Bryce Harper action. My seats are right behind the fucking National dugout. Sick.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's cool. Deal. Do you care anything about either of these teams?
No. I've never been to a major league baseball team. I like the Nationals because they're super exciting. Like they make shit happen and they got like a lot of studs. So like I'm excited to see them play, but Other than that, I said, like, I just need to go get the experience. I've never had the experience, so it'd be kind of cool. And I got them off SeatGeek, so of course I got $10 off using the promo code PAT off of McAfee, of course. So I got some money off of it.
Oh, you did?
Finally paid off. My boy hooked me up.
There you go. Dude, I wish, so we, like, voted or whatever when we were up there for not spring break.
Senior trip?
07 senior trip, yeah. Shit. We didn't go to a game. All the other classes seemed like they went to a game.
Did they really?
We went to the mall.
Yeah, we didn't do shit.
Yeah, I know, like, Will and them, I'm pretty sure, went to a Nats game. I know they did.
Fuck.
We didn't. I don't know what the fuck. I think a lot of us didn't want to go to the game.
Fuck, of course not.
I think they asked us. I don't know.
If they asked us, I think we would have went. I don't think they asked us. Shit.
No, I think they asked us. I just think a lot of us were trying to fuck some. Well, let's get back to the hotel.
You can catch us at the Holiday Inn. That sounds about right. That's us. But I don't know. It's still a good senior trip. Whatever. Shout out, Boomer.
Yeah.
But
it was a good senior trip, man.
But all right.
R.I.P. Yeah, Boomer.
Right?
Can't mention senior trip without mentioning that guy.
He made that shit. Dude, so tell me a little bit about this death penalty thing that this guy. So, like, this, all I saw was the last meal that he requested.
What do you request? Billy Ray Eric.
Yeah, cheeseburger, which I'm okay with because that's probably what I would fucking want was a good fucking cheeseburger. But
cheeseburger. That's what you would want if you're going to get put to death?
No, if I
want
to get put to death, I don't give a fuck what I'm going to eat. I'm going to die. But,
dude, fuck that. I'll be like, okay, first what I need you to do is I need you to boil some chicken broth. Blood broth, okay? Some blood broth. But I want it from cows from Japan. And then what you're going to need is 2 stones.
They would just kill you. They'd go ahead and put you to sleep right there.
No. I got to have my fucking... I have to have what I say that I want. Because that's the whole point, dude.
So.
And I'm going to say... Then you have to get 2 stones, okay? And then what I'm going to need is some rare mushrooms found only in the Amazon. When you bring those back, I will tell you the other ending. Carrots! Carrots from the West Indies. Oh, they don't grow them at this time. Oh, I guess we'll have to wait till the winter. And I'll go on and on and on and on until finally they would delay my death. Have you ever heard that story? It's called Stone Soup. Have you heard that? Well, yeah, that was a story they told us when we were little, man. It was like some dude got captured by a queen or some shit. Anyway, I'll probably get like a good steak, bro. Like, how the fuck? I'll get like a filet mignon.
I had a filet today. Today was National Filet Day, so I had me a fucking badass filet tonight. It was really good. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm a steak connoisseur, so like I've had a lot of good fucking steaks. So, I mean, I guess I probably would pick some kind of badass steak from somewhere, but I don't even know what I would want Gordon Ramsay to come and cook my steak. You know what I mean? Like, I'd fuck him up.
I don't think they'd all that. No. I bet you they even have a fucking menu, bro.
Hey, look, this is what you're like limited to. Oh man.
This steak was alive at the same time as you.
Yeah, they'd be like, look, here's your fucking filet. We cooked it in the kitchen. Hurry up and eat it so we can kill you. Like, shut up. Like, all right.
Bro, my fucking downstairs neighbors, dog. We saw them last night with a motherfucking, not last night, this was last week. They had a fucking, some sort of either duck or chicken. It was black and white feathers speckled with red, like, gizzard shit on its fucking, it was in a bag alive. They killed it with the fucking axe and cooked it with the feathers on and then ate it. And the fire was outside where they cooked it. And this is in an apartment complex.
What's up with these? What's up?
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Man, like, what's up?
Bro, Corey, so listen, we don't have a washer and dryer yet. It's a weird situation, so we're finding unique ways to wash and dry our clothes. And fucking Corey puts his clothes out on our balcony and shit, right? Last night. These motherfuckers fire up the goddamn fire pit. When I say fire pit, I mean the sticks and the fucking grass outside our thing that they just threw down. And they're going to town on some, you know, unique plates, we'll say. Some unique dishes. most of which were probably alive that morning, which is good because it's fresh. But anyway, so all that's getting on his clothes. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Okay, because so, it's fresh. That's not how that works, bro. That's weird as fuck.
Dude, it's probably actually more humane than any fucking other way anyone eats around here. It's just different. And then when you're trying to dry your clothes on the balcony, because I guess he didn't have time to throw his shit in the dryer at the laundromat or whatever, he went downstairs with a fucking... All right, first of all, we're like one of the only like white people that live here, right? Which is just fine. We're also like one of the only English-speaking people, which is also just fine. But Corey goes downstairs as a white guy, right? To Asian people with a beer in his fucking hand, a rolling rock, dum, 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 knocks on the door and said, he's like, hey, where's your parents at? And they're like, I don't know, they're down the street or something.
Oh, my God.
And then so they run across the fucking street and get their parents. The parents come back and he goes, look, I'm trying to dry my clothes out there. Can you guys not burn the fire right under our deck? You know? They said, okay, okay. And then they continued to fucking cook for the rest of the night. He had to bring, I come in, because we were at Kill Tony. I came in at like 10. All his wet clothes are just all over the fucking apartment. Just like sprawled across the couch, sprawled across the chair, dude.
Jesus.
It's very interesting living over here. I love it.
Oh god,
dude, we're so cultural, we're so cultured, bro.
Jeez,
it's so awesome. I love it so much. What were you talking about? Billy Ray Eric, he got put to death Thursday night. What would that date that have been? Thursday the 9th. First one in over 10 years by the state of Tennessee. He raped and killed a 7-year-old girl back in 1986, and he several times, I believe two, got it moved back. You know, he appealed, so they charged him at the state level or something. He appealed that or wanted a retrial, charged him again. He then I think the district court charged him. He appealed it to the state level, then he appealed it again, then he tried to appeal to the Supreme Court, and no, they didn't appeal to the Supreme Court. His judge decided not to do that, but he requested, like, you know, I don't know what the word is. There's a word for it. Clemency, I think, from the governor of Tennessee, and he said no. And then they killed him by lethal injection. So his whole thing was he was trying to say he was mentally unfit to stand trial. But, like, so what do you think about this? A guy, he rapes, okay, and kills a little girl. And then, okay, so... And then he says he's mentally unfit to stand trial. What do you think about that? And what do you think about the death penalty in general?
The death penalty is, I don't know. I mean, for like some people think it's like an easy way out for some people. Some people want people to spend like the whole rest of their life in jail and deal with that way to kind of suffer. But the whole trying to say that you're like mentally unstable for trial is like the oldest trick in the book that everybody tries to fucking use. And then they're like, well, I need like mental help. I need like psychiatrical evaluation and stuff like that, which they're supposed to be able to give you evaluation to see if you really are like, if you really like can be like seen as clinically insane or whatever. But
yeah, but all that's voodoo. Who's to say? Who's to fucking say? Here's the thing. Like when we talk about the gun issue, with the whole fucking shooting up schools and all that shit, I think that's a mental issue. You know what else I think is a mental issue? Anyone sick enough in the head to fucking rape a little girl and kill them. I don't think that you can be a regular old person and do that. You know what I'm saying? I think there is something in your head. I'm not saying that you should be let go, because I don't think you should. I don't think that just because you can't help it, if you're a menace to society, you just are. You know what I mean? And I don't mean in like a social kind of way. I don't mean in like, oh, this guy's going around and he's saying all these evil thoughts, like whatever, do that. But when you start murdering people, I don't care what the reason is. You cannot be in society. You know what I mean? And that's number one. As far as the death penalty, I don't know, man. It's so fucking complicated. Like, I think one thing, if you commit a murder in 1986, I don't think you should be put to death in 2018. Regardless of what the fuck, I just think by that time you should have had time to be rehabilitated, which is what the whole system is supposed to do, and you should be given some sort of like way to contribute back to society. And if not, then you should be killed way earlier than that. You know what I mean?
So you,
like, why do we gotta wait 34 years, 36 years, 32? I don't feel like doing math.
I don't,
it's a lot of, why do you fucking wait? You're costing us all that money as taxpayers, and you're fucking, you probably learned your lesson by then. You know what I mean? You probably had to go through hell in your mind. But if you're not stable in the mind, maybe you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know, but I also think that they shouldn't put people to death by lethal injection. If you're going to do it, this is, I don't know, man. You tell me if I should take this out afterwards. I just think if you're going to do it in public. Let the people
see
it.
Why put it in a little room? They did that.
Because, hold on, listen, though. Because you're doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are killing someone. So, let everyone see. Because it should be also a deterrent to society to not do it again. If you show what happens, then people are going to see it. And they're going to know that's going to happen to me, too. Don't do it behind closed doors and make it comfortable. Do it in public and make it a little bit sufferable. Somehow painful, you know? It's death.
No, I get it.
And that sounds crazy. But if you're not going to do it that way, then take the death penalty away. I also agree with not doing it at all. But at least don't fucking put someone on death row for a million years and then kill them when they're old as fuck already. You know what I'm saying? That makes zero sense. Like, good, the dude's dead. He's out of our way. But yeah, why didn't we do that in fucking 1987? Let him stand trial. He fails. Kill him. He actually did it. Kill him. You know, if there were any kind of question of whether or not he did it, don't kill him. But they know he did it. He said he did it. He just said he's crazy. Okay, well, sorry, crazy guy. You're killed. You know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't know. I don't know. I guess because of the whole perception of it, the whole perception of what it would look like if they, like, murdered somebody on, like, live TV. I guess that's what they're trying to, would try to stay away from. I don't know.
Okay, why? Why would you stay away from that?
I mean, it is what it is. Like, you never know who could be seeing that shit, you know? Like, I mean, what are you going to do? What do you want to do
for
pay-per-view? Like, so the kids don't see it? Like, I don't
know. No, don't put it on pay-per-view. Make it free. I'm saying this. I didn't even for once think about the thought of cameras and shit. You can leave that out if you want, but make it a public display. Put it in downtown fucking Nashville.
You mean so people can go and see it? That's not a thing. Like, they did that. Like, we, like, the whole.
Yeah, but you got to get invited and you have to have special shit.
I mean, back in like human life, like, we used to hang people in public. Like, that's
no shit. Like, and that is perfectly what you should be doing if you're going
to
do, like, the death penalty.
That was a thing that used to happen. It's just not a thing anymore. I don't know what to tell you. It's just not something that happens.
It's just because people are fucking soft. Once again, I'm fine with not having the death penalty, but don't make it for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Either make it a display or do away with it, and also do it much sooner or do away with it. Because what I feel like, just say you're not, say you did something else. Let's just say, I don't know. I guess they, what do they give people the death penalty?
You have to kill someone.
Okay, let's say that I did this. Let's say I was in some kind of crazy situation where, you know, I got caught up and I was trying to provide for my family or some shit, and I committed some kind of crazy, and I had to have the money. And so I go to a fucking place to do a robbery, and, you know, I have a gun on me, and the person, you know, has a gun on them, and they pull it out on me, and I feel in danger to my life. I brought this on myself, but I killed the dude, right? Let's say I do that. And I didn't ever want to do that. I take the money. I run away for 6 months. They catch me. I did it. You know what I'm saying? They find out I did it. They know I did it. I'm judged by a group of my peers, and they sentence me to death. I'm not sure that's a situation where they would actually send you to death. I feel like you just get life.
Well, for that, I don't think they would, because it wouldn't be first degree. It would, like, that would be second degree, because you'd be doing it, like, in the act of something that you were trying to do. Like, you'd be trying to rob somewhere, and then somebody would just happen to get in the way and you'd kill them. That's second degree. You wouldn't get life for that. Second degree, if you pleaded guilty, you would actually go to jail. You can get out in 5 years. Mm-hmm.
Really?
So that wouldn't work.
Well, see, I mean, I kind of agree with that. I mean, just like, I'm not saying 5 years. I don't know what the time is. But my whole point in this was that if you can be really rehabilitated, then you should be. And if you cannot, then you should just be.
That's scary, though. That's scary, though. So if you're telling me that if I killed somebody and as long as I feel like I can be rehabilitated, I can say that, like, I feel like that you guys have gotten me back in the right state of mind, that I could have a chance to have a chance at life again. That's scary to me, because, like, if I just genuinely had so much hate for somebody that I really wanted to kill them, and I knew that I could just, like, do it in, like, some kind of fit of rage and just try to make sure that it was second degree and not planned out, and then just plead guilty to it, knowing that I'm going to get out in 5 to hell, even 10 years. But I know that I'm going to be able to take that life away from that person. That's tough. That's tough, man. Like, you know what I mean?
So what do you, so you just think the death penalty?
I know. I don't care about the death penalty either. I don't know if you should be able to get out. Like, that's tough to me. You know what I mean? Like,
I think you should. I think in certain situations, I think the whole thing is, like, did you plan it out? Did you do it for serial killer reasons? Like, if I'm a person who goes around and killed, let's say I killed 5 people and I chopped up their bodies, you know, and I did it in a way where they had to suffer and all that. Like, let's say I'm Michael Myers off one of those fucking movies, right? They catch me the very first time and I've killed 17 people or whatever. I should be put to death that week. There's nothing to be said or found out. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing to be fucking rehabilitated. So why are we waiting until 1986? In my mind, that's the same thing as raping a 7-year-old girl and fucking killing her. Like, okay, buddy. Whatever's wrong with you, dude. Let's just get rid of you. There's something where they're trying to say that pedophilia is a sexual orientation. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. I'm pretty sure you said something about it, but I haven't seen it. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that's on the internet. That was a TED Talk.
Okay, yeah. You tagged me in it. I got it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Check that out. That is me.
Oh my God, dude, I am so fucking horrible. I was trying to edit the front end of this podcast and had some technical difficulties and wrote over a bunch of shit, so we didn't really talk about much on that topic. But then Sam brings up the Khabib Nurmagomedov and Conor McGregor fight, and we talk about that. He had an opinion. Don't remember what it was because I erased it, but I think he was saying that he would bet on Conor if Conor hadn't taken 2 years off of fighting. That was basically the point I think you make. And then we went into this. So I'm sorry for erasing that. Enjoy.
When you're out of the game, every one of Conor's fights. I watched Khabib's last one. I watched his last. This would be an easy bet. I don't think that it's going to go that way now.
Well, see, here's the thing that I think you're missing, and I think it's just because you don't watch as much UFC.
I mean, I've watched every one of his fights. I just don't think that say that you're going to have a chance.
Right, but you haven't watched Khabib. Number one, he's training constantly. Number two, something that you have not mentioned is that they have completely different fighting styles. They are the top people in their respective style of fighting. Khabib is a wrestler. He's not a fucking striker. He's tried to stand up with Ally Quinta in his last fight, and he about got fucking rocked, bro. He about lost. That shouldn't have been that fight. But listen, he should have fucking wrestled the dude, and he would have won, but he didn't. And he didn't because he wanted to prove he's the better striker against a striker, and he wants to do that. And here's the thing. Conor is the best striker in the motherfucking game, dude. That's what he is. He's a fucking striker. He's a boxer. He's a fucking puncher. And that's about all he's got. Unfortunately, he's got a little bit of wrestling, but he doesn't have much gas in the tank. He's like a fucking, you know, one of those fucking 1970s muscles cars that gets like 2 miles a gallon. That motherfucker's got a lot of power, and he's got a lot of explosion, but he ain't going to go to Gatlinburg from here without filling up again, you know what I mean? This motherfucker is going to try to pop this dude in the first 2 rounds, and if he doesn't, he's going to get beat on the ground. He's not. This fight will not go the distance, I'll tell you that. Either Conor McGregor is going to knock this motherfucker out in round 1 or 2, or it's going to end in round 3 or 4. It's a 5-round fight, right? This is a championship fight. Yeah. So it's not going 5 rounds, dude, at all. Because Khabib is a fucking wrestler, dude. But the thing is he's cocky. He's low-key cocky. He tries to pretend he doesn't talk shit. If you watch his interviews, he's like, I don't talk. Connor, let him talk. Connor, let him spend his $1 million. Then he will come fight me. I show him who boss. Like, but he's cocky as fuck, dude. And he's going to stand up and he's going to try to fight with this dude. And he sits with his chin up high, which is fucking ridiculous. He's going to get popped right in the mouth. And
well, yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm hoping. I bet on this fight. I already took.
I mean, like I said, if Connor's ready, there's no chance. Then nobody beats Connor.
Stays ready, bro.
Then it's over with. That it is what it is. Like that. There's nothing to talk about. If Connor's ready, there's nothing to talk about. I was just worried that he might have a little rust on him. If he doesn't have any rust on him at all.
Have you seen Connor?
Yeah, have you seen Connor? I know. I get it, but I'm just saying. If he comes in there and he's at the best that he can be at, it's over, hands down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way that I think it's going to be. But I don't know. It should be either way, everybody's fucking buying it. Like, it's going down. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. But here's the thing, though. I think this is going to be one of the best fights ever, dude. Because if Khabib decides not to box this dude, like, not to stand up and go toe-to-toe with him, and he tries to wrestle him, and if he can get in on Connor, it's going to be a good fucking fight. It's going to be hard. I feel like it's going to be hard to get to Connor. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on how he does it. I just think that, and you'll hear, you. I heard, who the fuck said it? I can't remember who said this. It was somebody that Connor had beat in the past said that, like in an interview, that he just doesn't have the heart on the ground to win the fight. He just said, if it goes to the ground, he doesn't have it in him. Like, you see when he got tapped out by, who the fuck was it? Nate Diaz.
Yep.
Dude, he tapped so fast, bro. He was in a choke. It looked like a half-ass choke, honestly. And he was in a choke for about 2 seconds, and he tapped. So, yeah, if it goes to the ground, it's over, bro. But if it doesn't, he's going to knock him the fuck out. Like, who knows what's... That's the thing. Who knows what's going to happen? I think it's more like a 50-50 shot. Vegas, at the time I took it, had plus 155, meaning if you put 200, you get 302.50 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I went ahead and took it now. I feel like the general public doesn't know who Khabib is, so they're going to bet on Connor. And so that's going to make the line go closer to even. So I think if you're going to bet Connor, you got to do it now. If you want to take Nurmagomedov, then just wait till right before the bell fucking rings. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Either one can win. I think this is going to be such a good fucking fight, dude. Oh my God. I'm so excited. October what? 7th?
I don't know. October 6th. I feel like someone's going to get knocked out in the first fucking round. Everyone's going to be pissed.
If someone gets knocked out in the first round, it will be Khabib.
Yeah, well, that.
And I will not be pissed. I'll be happy. Yeah. I'll be shouting at the top of my lungs.
That's a chance. Speaking of knockout, Tiger. Sunday.
How is that speaking of knockouts?
Hey, he shot the best round of his career in a major on Sunday. That's saying something, because we know how fucking Tiger is.
Corey was watching this yesterday. I had to leave.
Yeah, we know how Tiger is on Sundays. So obviously he would have won if he would have shot better on the front nine. He would have fucking won the PGA Championship, and it would have been a whole, like, everybody would have been losing their fucking marbles. But yeah, man, it's fucking it's wild. Like, obviously, everybody's trying to debating right now. Everybody's kind of debating. They're like, well, we don't really know if we can say that he's back or if he's not back. My thing is, I can't really say that you're back until you win. I don't want to be one of those people that's like, yeah, he's back because he's playing well. Like, I want to say he's back because he's fucking winning. That's just the way I feel about it. Listen, I hate to disappoint you, man,
but he's never going to be back. He's never going to be back the way he was, and we just got to accept that.
I don't think he will either, but I do think he can win a major if he's playing that way.
Oh, he'll win one more major. The sad thing is he'll never beat whatever the fuck his name's his record that he
nah,
was
no, no. Yeah, Nicholson was and, a beast.
We were all but, hoping for that.
Yeah, that's what we all wanted. The thing is, if he wins another major, then there's a lot of people out there that – most people that say that he's not back are saying that he won't ever win another major ever.
Well, that's they're what, fucking stupid.
That's a crazy thing to me is I'm like, man, are you kidding me? Because, like, he played like shit on the front nine and he came in second. He barely hit a fairway on the front nine. All his shots were in the rough and he came in second. Like, imagine if he was able to get his shots on the fairway. Like, yeah, of course he's going to win one major. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. You never know. He might get hurt again. Who knows? But
what's way more interesting than this is the fact that he's going to be playing Phil Mickelson for $10 million on fucking...
Man. Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
In Vegas, it's going to be crazy.
I'm reading this article from The Guardian. It says, $10 million Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson showdown would be in poor taste. That's the headline. What the fuck? They're haters, bro. Oh, who doesn't want to see two degenerate fucking gamblers battle it out for $10 million on the field? That's so awesome.
What website's that? What is that?
This is on TheGuardian.com.
They're fucking irrelevant. That's what the fucking problem is. Who the fuck knows who The Guardian is? They're a bunch of fucking bums. Like, nobody fucking knows who that is. That's why. Like, fucking out of here.
I think that's probably the professional's opinion on it, though. Like, professional golf.
Please, this is what we're all fucking. This is what everybody that loves golf is waiting on. Everybody's waiting on this shit to take place. Everybody's been talking about this forever because they just decided to do it like a few weeks ago. Like, it's gonna be fucking huge,
dude. Nah, do you know like how many people are gonna bet on this? And you do you know that probably not one single dollar is gonna come out of their pocket for this shit? That's what's fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not fucked up, but it's just like, you know, you're gonna have fucking KPMG throw down $3 million on fucking Mickelson. Mm-hmm. Nike. Well, do they still sponsor?
Yeah, they're still fucking with him. Yeah,
Nike will probably put down all $10 million.
Yeah, they're paying. Yeah,
you know, like paying, it's fucking dumb. Up. Vegas books will throw them a fucking... Nah, the Vegas books ain't going to throw them shit, but...
I don't know.
Unless the one of them throws the game.
Shit, I'd probably take Mickelson in that one. It depends on how Tiger's playing before he gets it.
Nope, fuck that, dude. Fuck that. I'll take Tiger, bro.
What you mean?
Let's do a bet amongst us. Mm. What do I mean? I mean, Tiger's going to come up with that clutch shit, bro. Phil Mickelson's going to get out. I don't know why, if he came with that clutch shit, he would win. I just say that because it's my favorite, like the dude that I would root for. So fuck
yeah,
it, I'll pay a million.
Yeah, I mean,
feel like
I want Tiger
50-50.
I mean, I want Tiger to win too. I just know, like in a one-on-one situation like that, I feel like it's something that Mickelson would be good at, you know. But
yeah, man, every fucking match is one-on-one. It's you versus yourself, you know. So
yeah, well,
I don't think the pressure is not gonna hurt either one of these guys. They're fucking, you know what I'm saying. They're good.
Yeah.
There's not one moment in these dudes' lives that's going to throw them off of performing when it comes to pressure. Now, other shit might get in their head as far as, you know, personal issues, like all the shit Tiger's going through in his life.
Oh, check this out. So, the guy that beat Tiger for first place, right? So, he beats him by one stroke. Tiger's going into the... I don't know if you've seen this picture or not. I meant to fucking tag you in it on, Barstool and ESPN both like posted this. So the guy who beat him, his girlfriend's like standing outside the clubhouse as Tiger's walking in, and like, so Tiger gives her a hug. Dude, the look on her face, if you would have seen this, the look on her face as Tiger like was walking in after he like hugged her and shit. The guy that won, he has to break up with his girlfriend after this. Like, you should see it. You should see it. Like,
why did Tiger hug the girlfriend?
Because I guess he was just like congratulating her because she was waiting on him, and like maybe he's met her before or something like that. But like, if you would have seen it, she literally looked like she was ready to like unzip
to
go down. It's over with right there, like right in front of her boyfriend. It's over, like, dude.
That's fucking up, dude.
I'm telling you, like, oh my god, it was fucking hilarious. Yeah, it was like when I saw it, I felt so bad because I was like, dude, like, yeah, like he had to be like, bro, like you, because the problem is that everybody like caught it. So every, like, it's being posted everywhere. And everybody's just like, when you thought that Tiger lost the round, but then you see this and it's like literally like this guy's girlfriend and she's staring at him like, oh my god, like it's hilarious.
Well, that's why,
like, I obviously, that's why
he got in trouble by his wife, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
He had girls throwing themselves at him.
Yeah.
And, you know, temptation. Dude, Norm Macdonald has the funniest joke. It's on one of his comedy albums. You know who Norm Macdonald is?
I don't.
He's a comedian. Anyway, he said, Tiger, you got to listen to it because I'm not going to say the punchline. I'm just going to tell you the basic gist. It's hilarious. But he's like, Tiger is statistically one of the most faithful men in America or in the history of mankind in general. He's like, you go your whole life, you might get, what, 10 chances to cheat on your wife? And that's me being very generous. Most of us probably have about 3. But he's like, let's say you have 10 and you do 2 of those. That's 20%. He said, Tiger, he had, let's say, to be conservative, 10 million chances to cheat on his wife. And he did it once. He's like, that's 0%.
Oh, God.
So Tiger's the most faithful man in the history of the planet. It's pretty funny, dude. But he goes, I was always he's like, everyone hates Tiger now. You know, and they quit watching him. And he's like, I was under the impression he was a golfer. Well, I didn't know he was going around golfing by day and laying with women at night.
Oh, shit.
Dude, it's funny, man. I'm sorry I try to do his comedy on here, but you just got to listen to it. It's funny.
That's a true statement. Yeah, it's fucking. It's
but
fucking
anyway, funny. So yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you just got it like that.
Yeah,
even when you lose.
He definitely.
I just don't think you should be hugging his girlfriend like that. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, it's just a sign of respect because she was standing like right by the clubhouse. So he was just like, oh,
I think he disrespected the dude.
Oh, it's not disrespect. He was just like, oh, congratulations to you, blah, 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 like, and then it just so happened that she was just like, oh, my God, like, I would fuck you right now. Like, that's what it come across. Like, it's just kind of how it went. But it was fucking funny, dude. Like, I was trying to fucking find the picture while we were fucking talking about it so I could fucking send it to you. But it's fucking.
Yeah, Yortive.
Yeah, I'll find it for you in a little bit. But
speaking of disrespect, Baker Mayfield in the fucking media.
Yeah. Sorry. So here's the thing about Baker Mayfield. So Baker Mayfield obviously wasn't supposed to be the number one pick in the draft. It was supposed to be Sam Darnold or the running back from New York. They all look good, by the way.
I didn't think Baker Mayfield was the first pick.
Yeah, he was the number one pick.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So it was like a upset because he wasn't supposed to be number one. And then all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, the Cleveland Browns are like, oh, they're thinking about possibly taking, like, Tiger number one and blah, blah, blah. And everybody's like, what the fuck? And he goes number one, and everybody's tripping because they're just like, all right, well, he's not ready to do this. He's too short, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And he comes out literally. Obviously, he's cocky. Everybody knows the whole ordeal with him trying to stab the flag in Ohio State's like middle of the field and grabbing his dick against Kansas after they were talking about shit and then running from the cops and blah, blah, blah. And he has all his baggage. He's literally like Johnny Manziel and everybody's freaking the fuck out. And then he comes out and he's just smooth as can be. No fucking not freaking out. Now, granted, it's preseason. So obviously we're not getting fucking ahead of ourselves now that he could fucking nosedive out of nowhere, but comes out two TDs, 200 yards, 11 for 20, I think something like that. Like just methodical, gets it done. Bop, bop, bop. I'm done out. Now, of course, Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback that they got from the Buffalo Bills, that goes to 4 and goes 5 for 5 for a TD too. No incompletions, of course. So then it's an issue because it's like, how do you start the rookie over the guy that you traded for whenever he doesn't throw an incompletion? So,
on his team too.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's gonna go, but so that's how it went.
Dude,
so,
I'll tell you this. Well, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying that's kind of how that went. So he looked, good, and then the second pick of the draft. The running back from that went to New York, Shaquan Barkley, his first run, he busted for like 38-something yards. So he looked like a stud, and everybody's all of a sudden like, oh, rookie of the year. So they're already granting him that. So they're like, fantasy football, make sure you get him. So there's going to be a lot of our fucking people that are in our draft that are probably going to pick him up a hell of a lot earlier than they probably should.
They're going to put who? Who are they going to pick?
Barkley from New York, the running back. Because he's a rookie that went there, but he like bust this crazy run, and all of a sudden people are tripping. So
he had 4 attempts for 43 yards.
Yeah, so that's probably gonna.
I mean, go ahead and take him. I hope someone does.
Yeah, so that's how it's gonna go. But hold on one second. I found that fucking, I'm sending you that fucking photo. I found it. So yeah, but then, my boy Sam Darnold for USC comes out and he shows the fuck out too. Like, so I don't know, man, this might actually be one of those years where the whole rookie class looks really good. And I don't really know. Like, it may actually be one of those rookie classes like that we haven't seen since, I don't know. I'm trying to think about a rookie class that came in and showed out. Oh, man.
I always feel like people get real excited about rookies, and most of all, they disappoint.
Mm. Yeah, like 8 times out of 10, you don't really, like, you might get one rookie that's really good, and it's usually like somebody on defense or something, you know what I mean? But we'll see. I don't know. I'm hoping all these kids end up doing really well. I really want Sam Darnold to do well because the Jets need somebody. And I really don't want the Browns to have to draft another fucking quarterback next year. It's really getting fucking old.
God dang it, dude. What's going to happen to Baker Mayfield? Do you think he's just going to fucking blow up?
No. I think he's going to be good. That's why I want this fucking to work.
He's going to be fine. The thing is he's on the Browns. That's a curse. They suck. They're never going to win a lot of games.
I'm telling you, this year they're going to win more than 6 games.
Dude, no, they're not.
They're going to win 6. Okay, 6 or more. More than 5. I promise you they'll win more than 5 games.
Then why don't you bet the over on that shit? You can get like 1.2 to 1 or something.
Man, I'm already down to my fucking bookie as it is because the fucking Arizona Diamondbacks won't win today. But
yeah, don't bet baseball. Number one thing in sports betting, don't fucking bet baseball. Jesus Christ.
You know how much money I won on baseball this season?
Jesus. $0.
Log in. Oh, fuck, they did lose. Log in. I did fucking win this year. Like, fuck you mean?
Dude, what about Deshaun Watson this year, bro?
As long as his ACL's healed, he's going to ball out.
Bro, do you know with all the shit they got, stem cells and shit, he should be fine.
Stem cells.
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
I guarantee they use stem cells to heal his fucking ACL.
Well, that and HGH hurt.
If they didn't, they're fucking stupid. There's got to be a way. I'm sure we could look it up. But anyway, I think I don't know, bro. I'm going to take him round one.
Who?
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dude, I'm just telling you my strategy, so y'all better stop me from doing
it. No, I want you.
Taking him
early. Of course I want you to do it. We're not on teams with it because of that. I want you to do it in a heartbeat. Pick that bitch up. He's going to ball out. You're an idiot if you don't take him first pick. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Out of your mind, bro. Oh, man. Out of your mind.
Nah, bro. Don't let me get first pick.
I don't have a choice. I don't have any say over that.
Oh, I'm about to get Le'Veon Bell, bro.
Oh, God.
Either that or Todd Gurley.
Yeah, it's not gonna go. None of this is gonna bode well for you.
Well, hell. I ain't got a lot else to talk about. I ain't got much funny to talk about or nothing.
Did you get that picture?
No, yeah, I did. I didn't look at it, though.
Shit.
I didn't want to bring back that on this episode.
You're going to have to bring it back. I just want you to look at it since we were on the way out.
Oh, you're way exaggerating.
What do you mean?
That is not... Sam, how many situations in life have you misread where you thought a girl wanted to fuck and she didn't?
Never. Wait, first of all,
looks scared like she just pissed herself.
All right, first of all, that's a fucking lie. Like, if you fucking run that shit fucking back and fucking watch it. Like, go on Twitter, watch the video.
You must have to watch this thing you sent me. She looks just nervous and like she might have pissed on herself.
I should have showed you the video.
And she looks uncomfortable.
I should have showed you the video.
She looks honestly uncomfortable around him.
Mm.
Like, maybe he's a predator.
Definitely not the case.
Why does she look like that? And she's not even hot.
That's after he got done fucking hugging us. I'm trying to tell you.
I know, and I'm saying that looks like that made her very uncomfortable, and she didn't want anything to do with
it. Yeah, right. Looks like she's fucking nervous. Like she fucking got. That's how it looks whenever you fucking hug somebody that's like fucking out of your league or some shit. And you're like, oh my god. Like
it looks like he might have copped a feel on her, bro.
And she fucking liked it
unsolicitedly. No, unsolicitedly, and she didn't.
Unsolicitedly. Yeah, that's not what that face says, bro. You're crazy. anybody else can look up. Well,
then you got to show me the video.
Yeah, I'll have to.
So, what did you do? Did you screenshot a fucking picture of the video?
No, you can find the video's on Twitter. You just type in Brooks.
I'm not going on Twitter. I don't like Twitter.
Well, we have a Twitter. Bad credit. Follow us on Twitter. But, it's on there. Like, it's fucking funny.
Yeah, we don't ever post on our Twitter. We need to start.
I do post on Twitter. What do you mean? You don't get on it.
Listen, we need a fucking social media person to take over our shit. Please help us.
I'm on all the time. You ain't never on there.
You don't do shit on our shit.
You don't do shit.
We need professional. We need professional, like.
Yeah, because we know a professional social media person.
Come up with hashtags. Put the fucking pics. Put, like, new pictures every week for our episodes. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
All that. Dude, you just don't.
What pictures did we have?
Go on the Fighter and the Kid. Their podcast.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, those fuckers that, like, literally get to do it for a fucking living and have time to fucking get a bunch of random pictures and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have time.
If we're
going
to do this full speed. I don't care, Sam. I don't want to do this if it's not.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you're so fucking unrealistic sometimes. I can't fucking stand it. Like,
no, I'm not unrealistic.
Yes, you are, bro. Just like, either. Yes, you are. Because we're never fucking together, so we don't get to go out and fucking, like, get fucking random pictures that we can use for shit. So that's not how that fucking goes.
Sam, see, you're not even listening. It's fucking, like, where you just make, like, it'll be like a monkey jumping off a fucking bridge onto an alligator or something, and you put our fucking pictures on our faces. Like, you just put faces in it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or a cowboy in
an
Indian.
Exactly. Put my face on a monkey. That makes fucking perfect sense. fuck. I cannot stand you. Of course that's what you
want. Dude,
of course,
you could have been the alligator, bro.
Of course that's what you want. Like, I can't stand you. If you want my I'll fucking take a picture of my fucking head on a fucking noose and I'll post it on Twitter right now. I don't give a damn. I can't stand you. It makes no sense. You disrespectful.
I didn't mean
shit.
It like that. Dude, I just picked the wrong fucking animal.
Yeah, you did. Of course you did, bro.
Dude, if I would have meant it that way, I would have
put my face
that.
On a monkey and I put myself on a porch and I'll fucking post it. Like, yeah, that. Oh my God. All right, I got a plan. Let me get I'm about to get Photoshop. It's about to go down.
Bro, okay, that's what I was saying. Oh, listen, though, Photoshop. Okay, let's just say we'll put a picture of, like, a fucking SpongeBob and Patrick, you know, and then, like, you're one of them, I'm the one.
All right, yep.
God dang, that was bad example.
Yeah, sure.
Bad credit.
Dude,
I've been to, like, I don't know if I've done it around you, but I'm sure I have, but, like, we'll just be somewhere. And then anyone will say the word bad in any context. And every time I go, bad credit.
It
don't matter what the situation is or who I'm with.
Oh,
I don't know why I do.
I bet people fucking hate you, bro. They're probably like, what the fuck?
Somebody will be like, man, I can't believe you said that. That's so bad. Bad credit.
That's fucking random. That's so funny. But they're like, what the fuck? Shit. That's fucking funny. All right, well, everybody, I'm going to go fucking find pictures of myself to be a fucking monkey. And, oh, God.
And I'm going to find pictures of kids in cages, and I'm going to put my face. Which, by the way, we have a group chat, and I'm not going to say who's in this group chat, but one of our friends, sent a fucking. So we just, in this group chat, there's like five or six of us, and I will say all of whom are on the football team. Fantasy Football League, but one of these people sent a picture of a little brown kid in a cage with my Facebook profile picture cropped on top of the kid's face.
I missed that.
And it was hilarious. Go back and look. You saw it. Asked you if it'd be appropriate.
Oh, yes. I remember now. This is a while back. Yeah,
It's so funny. And now it's too late to do it because no one's even talking about this shit anymore for some reason. But, dude. It was hilarious. So, yeah, you do that, and I'll be in the cage.
I don't think it's a good look. I didn't think it was a good look then. I don't think it's a good look now. I don't know if the feedback that you would get from that would be right. You probably would, somehow you would end up getting fired for putting that on Facebook, I feel like.
No, see, listen, no one from my job except for the one person who's in our fantasy thing follows me on Facebook. And the other thing is that if anyone ever does, I'm getting fired anyway for this podcast in the first place.
You think?
So whatever.
I don't know if it's that extreme. We haven't said anything bad about our careers. Not,
yes, we've said terrible things on here. Just the at the rate at which I say fuck is going to get me fired on here. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's just too many fucks.
You know what?
For a professional job.
You know what I was thinking about? Our earlier episodes, we cussed a lot. Yeah. Like, we were bad. Like, it was bad. Like
bad crap.
Like, like whenever I remember I went back and listened to like college DMs, I think, like randomly the other day. And just like some
that was
shit.
A good one.
It was good. Know. Like it was good because it was like so raw. We would just get started at it. But I think
we had a lot of views on SoundCloud.
Yeah, it was because of the hype.
Like you go and look at our SoundCloud listens. I'm actually thinking about canceling SoundCloud because number one, you had to pay for it. Number two, our last episode got like 6 views on there. No one listens on SoundCloud once it's available on other shit.
Yeah.
That first one, there's like 160 something views on that. There's 6 on our last one, you know? Like no one even looks at SoundCloud. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
You said we talk a lot of shit, we talk bad words.
Yeah. Like on the first one that we fucking had, like it was it's fucking funny because we oh shit, what was I saying now? You're maybe losing a train of thought. Oh, I don't know, because of what we were going for at that moment, where we envisioned what we wanted our podcast to be, it was gonna be one of those like type of deals where we said whatever the fuck we wanted to and we didn't give a shit, blah blah blah, and blah yeah. blah blah blah. So like I just remember listening back to it and I was like, dude, like I felt like we would find ways to like go off about some shit just to like just cuss up a storm. And I was like, man, it was kind of,
we should go back.
It was kind of rough. And then I was listening. But I was like, it literally was like how our conversations were whenever we're hanging out together because we weren't.
Depends. Cause like sometimes we talk about shit that is like makes your mind want to explore or whatever. Yeah. And then sometimes we just, dude, if we ever get on a tear, if we're together and we fucking, some idea comes up that's a little funny, we just take it further and further and further until it's nothing like it was when we first started talking about it. And it's ridiculous. Yeah. And things have been said that if you were running for president, they'd try to get you out of office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of probably what happened when Donald Trump said, grab them by the pussy. They were fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were on a bus. Mm-hmm. Man, I can do anything I want, bro. I can grab them by the pussy. They let me.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, no chance. He thought he was going to run for fucking president at the time. And I actually sympathize with it because whenever I was talking to a friend of mine in our hometown, and he was like, bro, like, one day you should try to fucking, like, run for mayor. And I was like, man, I would never try to do that. But then I'm thinking about it. I'm like, man, if I was older and I really, like, oh, maybe I should give this a shot. And then I really tried to do it. If anybody pulled up old shit like this, I'd be fucked. You know what I mean? Like, so, bro. Like, so, I mean, I get it.
Here's the thing, though. Donald Trump has proved that none of that shit matters. We could still run for mayor or whatever. As long as you had good things you were going to do and people truly knew who you were, like, powerful people actually knew who you were. Like, in Trousdale County, I feel like we haven't disqualified ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, at this very moment, we couldn't win. But like, if we were 50 something, and we had gone about our lives in reasonable manners, all the while talking crazy shit on here, I don't think it would discount us in this current environment we live in. You know what I mean? Because everyone fucking does crazy shit recreationally, you know. And who gives a fuck, you know?
Trust me, I understand. I just know people would try to use it. You know what I mean?
They would, but it wouldn't work. The thing is, like, what shows character? Like, when you do fucked up shit, that, you know what I mean? If you're, like, sending dick pics to fucking your students and you're in a high school teacher, that disqualifies
you.
Yeah,
so, I mean, like, just because I had a teacher sending me stuff, that doesn't disqualify me at all. So, that makes sense. That's fine.
Oh, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
No. It doesn't matter.
Trying to make you think he died.
Of course I didn't. If I did, obviously you would have known about it before I even brought that point up. Like, why would I hide that? That would be fucking awesome. Like, I mean, I did have a teacher that gave me A's whenever I didn't pass one fucking test, but we all know.
I had that in college.
That's fucking awesome.
I won't say what class it was, but it was a very hard class. She was a very terrible teacher. And I would say one of the reasons she did it was because she's a terrible teacher and she knew it and she probably didn't want to get fired. Yeah. She didn't want half the kids to fail. You know what I mean? Like, probably half of us actually failed. I got an A. I would have made a C. And she just gave me an A. And then I seen her. And here's the weird thing, though. It was a class of like 180 people. It was like one of those big theater class things, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like an auditorium or something?
Yeah.
But... And I never, I take it back. One time we did a study group together. I did a study group with her and like 8 people. And then Aziz Ansari was performing at Tennessee Tech. And Kyle Gregory texted me, "Hey, man, I got an extra ticket. Do you want to come to this thing?" And so I leave the middle of this thing that we personally called with her to go to the comedy thing.
That's funny.
She's like, "Where are you going, Steven?" I was like, I got to go. Something came up. She, like, met with us on our own personal time to go over the final exam shit, and I just left. But anyway, she gave me an A, and I seen her in Papa John's, like, a year later, and she's like, "Steven, how are you?" Oh. Hey, lady. Hey, how are you?
Cousin.
She was hot. You know?
That's funny.
She was hot. I'd have gone ham.
I bet.
But, like, I would have got ham on my pizza.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, of course. Instead, of course. No pineapple, cuz. The fuck?
Oh, fuck pineapple on pizza. I'm so sick of this. My girlfriend thinks that you put pineapple on pizza.
You tell she can keep putting pineapple on pizza, and it won't be no ring on that finger. Ever. No, I'm just kidding. But, no. I don't understand why.
Exactly.
I don't understand why people are doing this. I don't get it. Don't disrespect pizza like that. Like, I don't get why people
fucking
are doing
stupid.
It. But no, man. Like, yeah. So, like, obviously, there was never anything that like that we did wrong in any one of those situations. They were just really nice teachers. It was cool. I mean, I don't know.
Do you think that hot 26-year-old teachers who wind up sleeping with their 17-year-old, soon to be 18-year-old students? Let's say in May of their senior year, should go to jail.
I don't think they should go to jail, but obviously, I think there should be some kind of like the disciplinary action. I understand jail is that's a bit much. Like, let's come on.
Okay, so what about a dude in the opposite situation with their teacher is a guy?
Say, no jail. There shouldn't be jail in any one of those situations.
No, you can't say that. That's wrong. I think the dude should go to jail.
I don't think anybody should go to jail. That makes no sense. I don't think she should go to jail for having sex with somebody that's like damn near legal. Like, that makes no sense.
That's about to be legal.
That makes any sense. Like, out of here. Like, I don't know. I get it. But, like, I get it. They were like.
But they're in a position of power. You know what I'm saying? So who's to say it's a consensual relationship?
It depends on who it was.
Depends
on who it was. You know how many high school seniors that we went with that was in the position of power over the teacher? Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's not no position of power. Like, what? You don't sleep with me, I'm not gonna pass you. Like, yeah, fine. You don't have.
Yeah, cool. That exists.
Cool. Don't pass me, then I'll fucking tell my dad. Who is fucking has a lot more power than you, and you won't fucking work here.
No, but it's not like that because your mind isn't fully developed.
You're a senior. Yes, we were fully developed as seniors. Yes, we were. We would have thought of that.
Bro, the male human brain does not fully develop until you're 25 years old.
We would have thought of that.
And that's a scientific fact.
I get it, but when it came to booty, our brains were fine. We had no issues.
Okay, but I think it's different between dudes and girls, though, honestly. I think it is! Females are more selective when it comes to mates.
They're smarter than we are, yeah, when it comes to that, because it's like a natural...
Because no matter what
girl it is, every girl out here can say that they know exactly who it is they want to sleep with, and they choose right, because their natural bodies are trying to choose the right mate for them to procreate with.
Not when they get on birth control. When you get on birth control, it throws all that shit off. You can't tell what you're doing.
So you said, so you're hoeing. All y'all hoeing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you're thrown off because birth control takes away a woman's ability to properly perceive other, like, males' pheromones. Because we all, like, as men, have natural pheromones that the ladies take in. They smell it, and it subconsciously affects them in a certain way that will let them know whether or not we're a good mate for them. Birth control makes it so that they can no longer discern between who is right for them and who is not on a biological, pheromonic level. And that's been, you can look up studies on this shit. They end up being with people they would never be with when they're on birth control as opposed to when they're not on.
Yeah, that's the same way, that's the same way I get on tequila, hell.
On what? Tequila. Yeah, but see, this is different. This is much different.
I know. You're trying to be serious. I'm just saying. But I mean, that is exactly that's really.
Sorry,
that's really how I get when I'm on tequila. I like we, but like it is what it, everybody has a certain liquor they get on, whether just fuck whatever. It is what it is. I'm sure if I gave you three shots of Jaeger and when we both were single and we were out.
Ooh, gross.
I know you wouldn't. But I'm saying if I gave you three shots of Jaeger, you wouldn't know what the hell you'd be doing. That's just how it works. But yeah,
I would need more than three shots of Jaeger, boy. I'm a professional.
You ain't never been on Jaeger, boy.
I don't think you understand my level, nah, dog.
I'm sure, yeah.
Saturday. Let me tell you what I drank Saturday.
You still on that wine kick or no, boy? I had some Mal back today before I went and had that steak because you know I'm classy. I got to make sure I drink the right shit before I eat. I had some fucking Mal back today. It was fucking phenomenal, dude. So good.
Yeah, I'm off the wine kick. It's fine. I'm trying to quit alcohol.
Good luck.
Well, I'm not trying very hard. I haven't stopped drinking.
Well, you're trying to stop. So stop trying
it.
To.
It's in my head.
To stop
a
doing it so hard. Is that what it is?
I want to quit all the way, bro. I want to be all the way sober. I'm just getting around to it. You know what I mean? I'm thinking by 30. Like, I'm thinking it would be a big thing to do at the age of 30. You know what I'm saying? And right now, that's just 29-year-old Steven procrastinating. But I think it would be so much more, like, tantamount to try at that time. You know what I'm saying? I'm 30. Like, Tim McGraw has that song. In my next 30 years, I'm going to something. It goes, maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. Oh, yeah. A little more ice lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to. I mean, if I can't do it before then, I'm going to do it at 30.
You do know that he didn't stop drinking after he made that song.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't, but it's just a good, like, thought. I mean, 30 years old, that's. It's time.
29 and holding, boys.
29 holding a beer.
Right? What do you mean? That's exactly what it is. Oh, man.
I cracked myself up because I'm opening another beer.
Let's go. I got fucking two. I got fucking, what? I got exactly 10 days until I'm 20 now. Ew.
You young kid.
Young and 29 is going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year. I'm coming. I got a homecoming.
What do you? Oh yeah.
I want to go.
I'm coming home.
I listened to that the other day. I want to go. Hopefully, see some Trotsdale County football. They look good this year. Hopefully, they don't.
Yeah, man. When's their first home game? I'm gonna
they
try.
Got
to go to that.
They're playing Lebanon, cuz. It's coming. Yeah, man. I don't know if it's this weekend or not, but it's coming. It's about to come up.
Trousdale County football.
They beat Gallatin in the Jamboree.
Gallatin.
Like what, last week? Something like
that. Let's see. Friday, August 17th, they have Lebanon at home, dog, and you're gonna be out of town.
I know. They're about to get in them Blue Devils.
So I think I'm gonna go out there and do a podcast from the game, dude. Who should I get to do it with me?
I don't know. Just get on Anchor. Hit me up so I can call in.
I'm going to be, okay. I'm going to get, like, AG or somebody to go with me.
I'm sure he'll be there anyway. You know, he will. He'll be so fucked up. He'll be so fucked up.
When you get back, I want to do one with all our equipment and shit out there.
How are we going to do that?
I'm just going to take my phone. Just take a fucking table, and we're not going to go in. We'll sit it outside. Wait. We'll sit it over at fucking...
We ain't going to go to the game? No, that don't make no sense.
We'll do, like, half the game there, half the game not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'll work.
Do it right outside on the practice field. Talk to someone. I don't know.
I feel like when we do it on the road, we need to just do the phones. Because the B-Dub is drawing attention to it.
No,
I get it. But the B-Dub, well, we don't need to draw too much attention to it. Shit. Hell, we just need to fucking do our thing. Why?
We don't have any fucking listeners.
But the fucking B-Dub saying that we did would, like, worked fine. So it sounded fine. It sounded fine. But we didn't have anything to really talk about. We'll have shit going on around that. And we'll have a fucking people paying attention, because everybody that, like, as long as we're around the people that know that we do the podcast when we're actually doing it, they're gonna be around, you know? They're gonna know, be like, oh, yo, motherfucker, do the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Like, please.
Honestly, though, I'm gonna try to hide. I'm gonna be over in the corner, like, over in the fucking, you know what I'm saying? Or down on the fence line.
It's so hard to hide.
Yeah! We'll do it on the fence line right behind the fucking
player. Yeah, we'll figure it out. You know how hard it is to fucking hide?
I don't know any of the players.
No, bro. I don't know him either. But I do know they're supposed to be good this year, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's what everyone from Trousdale County always
says. Well, the underclassmen are better than they usually are this year.
Who said?
The fucking Tennessean.
Yeah, right. You didn't look that up.
There was an article about it. The Hearts of My Dad reposted it. Yeah, they got like two. They got two kids that are supposed to be like fucking All-State or something like that. Like that,
I'll tell you every name that I recognize, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going down through the
list.
They got
that Barry. They got that Barry kid. Like, her mom, like, follows the podcast. Like, she commented on some stuff that we had.
Yeah. But his name isn't Barry.
His last name's Barry, isn't it?
Let's see. I don't think it is. No, it's not. I recognize. No.
No, that's not me.
I'll tell you last names I recognize. Hicks. Jaden Hicks. Is that related to you?
I don't know another Hicks ever, so maybe. I don't know. I've never met another Hicks.
Doubt it. Here's the number. Burnley. Keenan Burnley. Kane Burnley. Javon Burnley.
Javon.
I'm guessing they're probably all related to Trondez Burnley, who we played with. I mean, I'm just making assumptions based off last names. Jake Gregory. I recognize the last name. Don't recognize the first name. A dude's name is River Bottom.
Okay.
Number 71, a tackle and nose guard, a sophomore, 6'1", 295, River Bottom.
295?
That's a badass fucking name. A
bad dude.
What?
295.
Yeah, dude, his last name. By God, hey, we going to find him. We going to interview him. River Bottom.
River Bottom.
Oh, Lord. That's crazy as fuck, dude. Like, if your last name was Bottom and your parents had the balls of Amy River, that's awesome. It's fucking awesome, dude. That's it. There's a Hall, a Mason Hall.
I don't know, and a Scruggs, a Lucas Scruggs.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any more Halls, though.
Jess Holder. Yeah. They can't be related to our boy. That's it, bro. That's fucking, I don't know any of these guys. It's over. Wow. We officially are old.
Yeah, we're out.
But hey, we're going to go support those Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, by God.
Hell yeah. Trousdale High. Yeah. Oh, hell. Hell, let's go.
Yeah. Dude, so I'm going to try to get this thing out by tomorrow evening, because I ain't going to be able to do it tonight, because by the time you load and blah, blah.
Yeah, it's a bit. All right, my AirPods.
Well, hell, I ain't got nothing else.
Me either. My AirPods are dying, and I'm gonna get off here, and I'm gonna load this up, and I'm gonna beat down a couple of my boys on Madden, and then I'm going to bed.
Word, what do you got? You got an Xbox, PlayStation
4. You need to get PlayStation 4 and get Madden, bro. I've been on that shit hard.
No,
cuss.
No. All right, why'd you say no guys, so fast? Bad credit people.
Nope.
Are you? Because I'm not spending money. Listen, fantasy footballers, start talking shit, mail it in. Everyone else, listen, and damn it, get on iTunes, subscribe, comment, 5-star review us, okay?
Let's go.
It benefits us all. Let's go. We're out. Bad credit out. You didn't say it. Yeah.
We'll keep bringing it. You keep listening.
Will I mean anything to anyone when I'm gone? That's the only thing that ever keep you alive very long. Spend all my time on my grind, on the road, I'm smoking strong. I'm moving strong, love my haters to prove them wrong. In the latest coup, that's not me, but I'm hoping soon that I'll be. I'm the truth, believing you'll see this. Believe I need it, it's key. It's not easy to be Steven. I'll teach you, just up with me, keep. I'm not conceited, just heated. Cold ass world, heat underneath the sea. Unleash on betrayal in the sea. Serpents, they'll play in they speak. Just trying to even out the score. Don't give a damn how they really mean it. Hit you all I can, gotta get to sleep. Blowing up in the lab like a fetamine. I'm dope on the mic, now roll up a fire. Dollar bill and catching those bleed.